Welcome everyone. Okay, so my name is Dewald. I'm from Shofar Johannesburg. I'm the youth pastor there. So I enjoy this worship we just had immensely because it, like, everyone sang words and there was the spirit just moving through. So yeah, that's something I'm trying to encourage with my youth as well. So so I'm from a small town called Uitenhage. I don't know who knows where that is. Yes, all right. I've got some supporters here last night. So I grew up there. I think from about three, I was about 3 years old. First in Joburg, and then because of allergies and bad health, the doctor said move to the coast, so we moved. And so I grew up there, and not an easy life. I struggled a lot with depression, struggled a lot with a lot of stuff. Suicidal thoughts is one of them. Low self-esteem. If you asked me 10 years ago, if I was standing right here now, I would have laughed at you and just walked away. Or I would have been that person in the corner that doesn't want to talk to anyone, didn't have the self-esteem to talk to anyone. So I just want to praise God for that He actually brought me out of that and just delivered me from that. But I'm super excited for tonight because I have such a great expectation for tonight. And while we were praying this morning and this afternoon in intercession, God just came and He brought so many things to the light. So because I'm a youth pastor, I like to make things practical. Because youth, they don't just want to sit there and look at you, they want to do something about it, right? So tonight we're going to talk, or it's afternoon, I'm confused. Alright, I'm so used to like Joburg services, we've got one in the morning and one in the evening, so I'm going to talk like that, sorry guys. But this afternoon we're going to talk out of Matthew 11, verse 28 to 50. Okay, so it's three verses, very short passage, but immensely powerful. And God has really been working in my life through these scriptures. So I'm just going to read them quickly with you. And it says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now I'm sure everyone, if you have been at some church gatherings, this is a scripture that comes up because people want to apply the scripture. They want to say, "I'm going to take Jesus' yoke on me, and I want to be light and easy," right? Okay. But tonight, I just want to delve a bit deeper into that scripture. Okay. So the first thing that I see in the scripture that stands out to me is the words "come to me." Okay, so the scripture starts with an action. It doesn't say sit there and wait. It doesn't say, okay, I'm going to see what happens. You just sit there, and when I'm ready, I'll come to you. That's what God says. He says, "Come to me." He says, "Make the decision, guys, to come to me, to step into my presence. Because I'm always there. But you're always busy. There's always something else. It's always this work or that work. Or I have to serve in this position or I have to serve in that position." And it's not bad. Like, we need to do those things. But we have to make time to say, "Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming." And then the second thing I want to take out of the scripture is it says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Okay, so you should come. All who are heavy laden and those who labor. So, in easy words, that's every one of us. Right? Because I labor and I'm heavy laden. So maybe I should come twice. Right? Just to get the full blessing out of it. Okay? And then he says, "I will give you rest." Not, "Come, devil, work very hard, do all this stuff, and then you will find a little bit of rest." No. He doesn't say strive for it. He says, "Come and I will. Come and there is rest already waiting." Does that make sense? You guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay? So he will give you rest. But what type of rest is this? And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Who knows what a yoke is?
Oxen.
Okay, we've got one form in the house. Okay. Yes. Right? Okay, so yoke is it's a piece of wood with two like holes carved in it, and they put it over oxen's necks so they can plow the fields together. So they pull this heavy thing behind them with the farmer standing there and like hitting a whip, and they pull. Right? Okay. But the thing with the yoke is that we can't carry it. Like, it's all those stuff that we try to get away from. Okay? It's that stuff that we say, it doesn't matter. That person just hurt me deeply, but it doesn't matter. That person just offended me beyond compare, but it doesn't matter. I'm just gonna put it in here. Let's just go on with life. I don't want to deal with this now. I don't want to take all this stuff upon me. Has anyone experienced that? We just take stuff. You just like put on your backpack, and now you're just like, okay, cool. I'm just going to take this with me. Okay? But Jesus says that that's not a burden to carry. Why? Because he died on the cross. Okay? He died on a cross to take that sin away, to take the offense away, to take the burden away. Right? Okay? And then he says, learn from me. Learn from me. So I saw a video in a week, and it says, it's about a farmer, and he says he's got a very matured ox, and he's got this very young ox. Okay. So that a mature ox, he's used to the yoke, he carries it, no problem. But the young ox, no, he's battling against this thing. He's like, no, I will not step into this thing. But what happens? The ox gets hurt, right? The farmer says every week he has to take care of this ox's back, and it's costing him money, and he doesn't even know if it's worth it anymore. But what will happen if that ox learned from the older ox? He would submit, right? He would not get hurt anymore. He would not struggle anymore. He would pull the yoke. But he will not even carry the yoke, because he's this small little thing and there's this big little thing next to him. So the big ox is going to carry 90% of the weight. And the little ox is going to carry a little bit of the weight. Right? Now it's the same with us, guys. Jesus says, I am the big ox. I want to carry this yoke 100%. Not 90, not 92%, 100%. But you have to let me. You have to come to me. You have to unburden before me. You have to say, Lord, I cannot carry all this stuff, because I've been carrying 10 years of grudges and pain and hurt. I can't do this anymore. And only then will you submit under the yoke that Jesus is carrying 100%. Right? He's carrying 100%. But we're not willing to submit under that yoke. No. No, no, no. We want to carry this stuff. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on in our minds. But we want to carry this stuff, and we want to say, I want to carry all this. Jesus, you just hold my backpack. I know it's a little light, but you just hold that. I'll carry this stuff. So what happens? We're walking around like this all the time. It's not happening. We have to get rid of all that stuff. We have to learn from Jesus. And when we learn, what's the result of that? You will find rest for your souls. You're not just going to find physical rest. I know, it's good. We can escape to the river like I do for fishing weeks at a time to find rest. And yes, I will rest, and it'll be amazing, because all the stuff that I'm offended with, all the stuff I'm holding grudges against, all the stuff that I'm carrying with, I left in Joburg. But what's going to happen? As soon as I get back into Joburg, all that stuff is just going to confront me all over again. Oh, here I am. Oppression, here I am. Suicide, here I am. And they're just going to throw you overboard all over again. So we can't just go for physical rest. We need something more. We need something more substantial. We can't just settle for the crumbs anymore, guys. We can't. We have to have the whole bread. And Jesus says, here's the bread. Take it. Enjoy it. Because he wants to make it easy, the yoke easy and the burden light. So tonight, I want to make this as practical as possible. Okay, I want to ask the band to come back up again.